Don't you wish that we could rewind? Take back the wrong and make it all right. Instead, you're wrecking my head. We're hot, we're cold, we're up, we're down. It's like we're lost and then we're found. Somewhere between exes and friends, that's where we are. That's where we are. Somewhere between happy endings and broken hearts and broken. I don't know where the story ends. Somewhere between exes and friends. Oh. Somewhere between exes and friends. That's where we are. That's where we are.
my words will dry upon the skin. Just like a name I remember hearing. Wild winters, warm coffee, mom's gone. Do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee, baby's gone. Do you love me?
Wrap me in your arms, I can feel it burn. Rock me in your arms, I can feel it burn. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Feel the generation and stop. See the next one waiting. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up. Sit in the scene with a pair of feet changed. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Feel the generation and stop. See the next one waiting. Get up, get down.
Hello, hello.
This is Tea Time and Tutus, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We're back with another week of music. Another day, another hour.
Yes.
I keep decreasing the time.
A full week of music.
A full week. Could you imagine? That'd be a lot of music.
Yeah, I don't think I know that much music.
Yeah. That would be a lot.
I know.
Even like an hour every day of the week would be a lot.
Yeah.
But constantly... for a whole week.
I feel like you'd have to just start playing albums of artists that you liked.
Mm-hmm. Repeat albums.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Google like random albums.
Yeah.
Or not Google, but like you just have to play like the whole collection of some artists.
Their entire works.
Yeah.
You could play like all of the Beatles.
Yeah. That would maybe get us through half a day.
Yeah. I'm really glad we don't have to do this.
Yeah, me too. This is not our full-time job. But I think if it was, we would just play a lot of repeat music.
I think so. You would hear a lot of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. It would just be like repeats of our library every other day.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd get to know the music pretty well.
Now I'm curious about like how much music is in my Spotify library. How many hours of music? Anyways, we can look
this
up.
Wait, let's see.
Did you find it?
Well, I have 3,791 songs in my iTunes library and 651 albums.
That's a lot. I don't think I can see on Spotify. There is a lot there, though.
Oh, I believe you.
And it's not saved. Like, not all the stuff I listen to is saved either.
So sometimes just random stuff, yeah. Yeah, I also have Spotify, too.
Wow.
But there's not as much here. I don't really use Spotify anymore.
Yeah, I feel like you're one of the Apple Music people.
I am an Apple Music person.
what do you think is better about Apple Music than Spotify?
I switched to Apple Music because it had a lot of like older artists. And Spotify didn't have that. Like Spotify didn't have a lot of like Van Morrison or like Fleetwood Mac or the Beatles. Like, yeah, like a lot of that kind of stuff, which I really like. It just wasn't there. Or like they would have like a few songs. They'd have like a few weird covers. And it's like, I don't want this. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Spotify streams are like the playlists that they have. And like, they have a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
Like pretty much everything that I want to listen to is on there.
Yeah. And Spotify also, I've found, is a lot more helpful at like discovering new music, and it will help you find new music.
Yeah.
But like with Apple Music, it's like that's kind of a trade off. Like Apple Music doesn't, it like kind of does that, but like not really.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I recently discovered, so hopefully like if any of you have Spotify student, you also have access to Hulu. I just found this out like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my goodness.
I've been powering my way through Broad City on Hulu. It's been a great
amazing
time.
Great show to power through.
It's
hilarious.
Fast. It's so funny.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh. What season are you on?
I think I'm on season 2, but I didn't even realize I'd hit season 2. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm still on season 1. And someone's like, really? Like, that sounds like pretty late in the show. So I'm going faster than I realized.
Amazing. That's what break is for.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you watch any like movies or stuff over break?
No, but my cousin and sister watched Blair Witch Project.
Sounds really scary.
Yeah. They were watching it in my basement, and I came downstairs, right, like, at the climax moment.
Ah!
When, like, well, spoiler, like, all the people would die. So when they're all, like, getting murdered, and, like, even my cousin couldn't watch.
That's horrible.
It was so scary. I was like, and they were trying to get me to watch it with them originally. I was like, there's no way. There's no way I'm seeing that. That's a really scary movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know anything, like, what it's about.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's like, I think it's like these three girls like go stay in this cabin in the woods, and they like make this like documentary sort of about it, or like they film everything that's happening. So like
it's like a fake documentary.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I think like originally they're just kind of like going there for fun and gonna film it, but then they're like, oh my god, like there's this weird stuff happening. Yeah. I looked up the, like, Wikipedia summary many years ago, and, like...
I also looked up the Wikipedia summary many years ago.
Just the summary terrified me, so...
No, thank you.
Yeah, no. Oh. I didn't really see any movies. We were going to go to the movie theater, but decided not to. We were going to see Justice League, but I heard it was, like... Just, like, a very, like, expected storyline.
Mm. My family went to see it. I did not go, but my sister loved it. Mm-hmm. And my brother liked it. We watched the movie Dave. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I've never heard that one.
It's about, so the press, like, this guy, it's like a 90s movie. It's it's really great. But basically the president becomes like, he has a stroke and is about to die. But as like a power play, his chief of staff like brings in this guy, just like your average Joe off the street who looks exactly like the president.
He's, oh my
like,
gosh.
A presidential impersonator. And then this guy like, it's like a really great president. He like plays the role of president.
Oh, so he like impersonates him.
Mm-hmm.
Does the real president actually die?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And then this other guy just impersonates him and does a good job. Does anyone ever find out? Is that like the
No one
ever finds out.
Well, okay, so like some people know,
but like the public.
I don't want to spoil too much. The public doesn't find out. It's very seamless. Like his exit is very seamlessly woven in.
Oh, the real president survives.
No, he dies.
Oh, he dies.
Or like, he's like basically incapacitated, and so this is making the movie sound a lot more serious than it actually is.
Oh, is it a comedy?
It's a comedy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about all the implications of like, what does that mean? Like,
I mean, the politics of the movie are like,
does this person just
assume
the president's identity now?
They just like
be that man forever.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he had a stroke, but it was pretty mild. And then like he like comes back and is like this great president, because it's not actually the old guy who was like pretty bad. And then he like fakes having a second stroke, and like as he's giving a speech and like passes out, and then they switch the bodies in the ambulance. So like then,
oh my
like,
god,
they bring out like the real president in the stroke. Sorry if you were ever planning on watching the movie. I basically spoiled part of it, but
okay, I wanted to know the spoiler, so I'm glad you told us.
But if you haven't seen it, you should watch it, because it's a really cute movie.
Oh, that does sound cute.
Yeah. All right. Oh, so back to our radio show. The songs you heard were Coffee from Sylvan Esso and New Slang by The Shins. And we have more coming up.
Woohoo!
Yay! Happy Monday, everybody.
Enjoy.
Occasionally the dying man wonders to himself, his commentary being more lucid than anybody else. And had he successfully beaten back the rising tide of idiots, dilettantes, and fools, warm his watch while he was alive. Lord, just a little more. Dying man, once I'm in the box, just think of all the overrated hacks running amok, and all of the pretentious, ignorant voices that will go unchecked, the homophobes, hipsters, and 1%, the false feminists he'd manage to detect. Take them once he's left. Oh, in no time at all, this will be the distant past. What he'd give for one more day. Eventually the dying man takes his final breath, but first checks his newsfeed to see what he's about to miss. And it occurs to him a little late in the game, we leave as clueless as we came. From the rented heavens to the shadows in the cave, we'll be right back.
lost in the light. I pray for the night to take you to. After so many words, still nothing's heard. Don't know what we should do. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. It was my greatest thrill when we just stood still. You let me hold your hand till I had my fill. Even counting sheep don't help me sleep. I just toss and turn right there beside you. So if someone could help me now, they'd help you too. They help you too. See you through all the hard things we've all gotta do. 'Cause this life is long, and so you wouldn't be wrong. Being free. Some awful things, and I take them back. If we would try again, and just remember when, before we were lovers, I swear we were friends. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. Let them see you. The hard things we've all gotta do. 'Cause this life is long, so you wouldn't be wrong. Being free.
You, I got it, all is fair, but I gratitude. It's just too much to share. Now you're feeding, sailing in the night for the boy who wasn't there. I'm a practical guy, but sometimes I can fly off the handle, thinking in scandalous ways. I've never done time, but I've done the crime of wanting something that never.
too hot, and so we overthrew the system. 'Cause there's no place for human existence like right here on this bright blue marble, orbited by trash. Man, there's no beating that. There's no big thing to give up the way of life we had. Social life is now quite a bit less hectic. The nightlife and the protests are pretty scarce. Now I mostly spend the long days walking through the city, empty as a tomb. Sometimes I miss the time food chain, but what a perfect afternoon. Flows began to freeze. From time to time, we all get a bit restless with no one advertising to us constantly. Some degree of resentment for the sudden lack of convenience around here. But there are some visionaries among us developing some products to aid us in our struggle to survive on this godless rock that refuses to die.
And we're back.
Hello. All
right, so you just heard a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Are we going all the way back?
Yeah, I think we are.
So you heard Time on Her Side from Future Islands, then Ballad of the Dying Man by Father John Misty, Fool for Love by Lord Huron, and Lost in the Light from Bahamas.
Then you heard The Shins, Cherry Hearts, more of The Shins today, and then J-Som, The Bus Song, and then another Father John Misty, Things It Would Have Been Helpful to Know Before the Revolution.
Wow, lots of repeat artists today. I like it.
I'm shocked.
So coherent.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We've been looking along.
Yeah. Yep. We've been looking up some Cyber Monday deals.
Yep. We just realized.
Yeah. So
my Facebook feed showed me something that it thought I might like to buy, and
was it right?
It was right. Terrifyingly so.
Yeah. So
we've been shopping around.
It's at least really fun to look, even if
even if I don't buy everything.
But I find it stressful to shop online because I'm like, what if I get the wrong size?
I know. It's really only useful if you know exactly what you want and you like have it or you've like gotten it before.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
but it's fun. Mm-hmm. I'm having a good time.
Yeah. And then when you like order it and then you get that package in the mail, it's like a little future gift to yourself. Yeah, you know,
our housemate gets so many packages, and honestly that would be great if you like got like mail
so many
all
little
the time.
Gifts. I know every time I see a package I'm like, oh, could it be mine? Like, even though I know I didn't order anything, but no, it's always our housemates.
Always. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. A good way, a fun way to live, maybe an expensive way to live
perhaps.
But you can get a great deal for Cyber Monday.
You really can. You really can. We're debating sizes right now. It's a big
to do.
Big choice. It really is.
Yeah. Well, all right. So we got a couple more songs left. Is this our, time on air before the end of the show? Should we, yeah.
Would you like to do the honors,
Sienna? Sure.
It's that time of the show when we provide all you listeners with a very special, very important announcement.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna, should we make up our own? That's an option for this one.
Our own PSA?
Yeah, ready? Okay.
Okay, go, Deanna.
Here we go. So, it is the WMFO donations drive.
Ooh.
So, the station runs on your support. Yeah, it's totally community-run, which is really cool.
This is a PSA for the donation drive.
Yeah, we just have to spitball about why people should give money to WMFO.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, yes, like Deanna said, it's all student-run. So, everything that operates here is just from the goodness of our donors' hearts. And there's a lot of great shows, great music's played.
We'd love to
continue this. Yes, you know, it's our way of giving back to the community with our music selection. Yeah. And if you give to us, then we can continue giving to all of you too.
Yeah, it's WFO fosters a really great community on and off campus. So
it really does. It really does. And it's a wonderful studio. I'm trying to think. So like one wall is just covered in like murals and like different drawings and like I don't know, like people sign the wall, like make their mark,
lots of artwork.
There's a huge wall of records. Just trying to like describe the feel of the place for
it's very
all.
cozy.
It is very cozy. There used to be string lights in here.
Oh yeah, there did. Maybe really they'll be back too.
Yeah, maybe they will be back. Yeah.
So if you're interested in donating, all donations are completely tax deductible, and $10 or more will get you gifts from WMFO in return.
Wow. Amazing. Who wouldn't want that?
I know. You can donate online at donate.wmfo.org and check out all the rewards we offer there. Or you can mail a check to WMFO. Attention Donations, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Thank you for your support.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. I think we did a really good job with that.
I think so too, Deanna. I think we killed it.
I know.
I think we killed it.
All right. Well, let's kill it with more music.
Okay.
And if we're not back, we'll see you next week.
What do I want to play here? Big decision. Okay. All right. I'm going to play this one. Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
So lonely, I'm scared that no one loves me, really loves me, loves me, loves me. I ask you just to hold me, hold me, hold me tightly.
shape me till I fall apart.
Thank you. Flipping through the checks.